Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Larisha Harris, and joining me in the studio now, Sharif Abdur-Rahim, president of the NBA G League. Thank you so much for joining me to chat with me.
Thank you for having me.
Again, as I stated, you are the president of the NBA G League, taking over this year for Malcolm Turner, who transitioned to athletic director at Vanderbilt University. Since you've fully taken on this role, what has it been like?
Well, it's a lot of learning. You know, I look at it, I think my kind of steps have been, one, trying to get to know the team we have in place in New York. And then, you know, we have 27 teams. So trying to get out and get to know our teams and the different markets. You know, next year we have New Orleans. They will come on board with a G League team. So it's really just been a lot of learning, getting to know folks getting to know me, and getting up to speed of the G League. I've been connected to the NBA, but the G League is its own league and entity, so a lot of learning, but really exciting time. I think this is a really bright future, a lot going on for the G League. We're at 27 teams, 28 teams next year, all connected to NBA teams, either NBA owned or NBA operated. So just really exciting time, really exciting opportunity.
What would you say will be the biggest challenge for you, outside of just the learning aspect of everything that you need to know?
Well, I think, you know, we're in a transitional time just in sports and the way, the youth of our athletes and coming into professional sports, the way folks consume sports. We are, if you will, an emerging league. So we're constantly trying to get out and tell our story and get folks engaged in the G League and to trust the G League product. So, I think it's just the ever-evolving nature of the sports business will, just always be the challenge. But, it's something that we're up for.
I'm glad you talked about that, because I know we've seen exponential growth when it comes to the G League, especially last year with visibility and attendance. Social media played a role in that. With you taking on this new role as the president of the G League now, how do you anticipate keeping that trend in an upward motion?
Well, I think, one is, it's something that comes, just directly from Adam Silver and the NBA, is that it's the basketball first. I think, what you've seen, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I ran a G League team. And to date, now the basketball itself has just grown exponentially, to your point. I think the connectivity between NBA teams to G League teams. At one time, we were a league of just separate owners that had no real connection to NBA teams. Now, all of our NBA teams are connected. So it's an extension of your actual NBA brand. So if you have the team in College Park next year with the Hawks, that's just an extension of the Hawks brand, and they're able to go into the College Park community and neighboring communities and just extend the good works that they're doing throughout the city. So it's a lot there, a lot going on, but we want to keep it, basketball first, the basketball continue to grow, and the connectivity between NBA teams and G League teams.
Let's talk about that. The College Park Skyhawks. You grew up in that area, played in the backyard over there. Is it exciting to know that this is coming to that area?
Yeah, it's awesome. I was telling someone that, to think I grew up playing games in College Park Recreation Center at Brady Gymnasium. And I mean, we're the Skyhawks will play is probably a mile or 2 miles from, from there. And just to think that, professional players or Hawks were, somewhere nearby as a kid growing up, that would have been extremely inspirational for me. So, just that, community atmosphere, community connectivity that the Hawks can go and bring to my old neighborhood is really exciting. We still do a lot of work there with my foundation, the Future Foundation, and the work we're doing with high school and middle school kids and working with them. So it's you know, an area that's really near and dear to me. So I'm excited that the Hawks will be there.
What would you say is a goal that you are trying to implement when it comes down to whether it's just the development or the business aspect of it, or even the growth of the G League itself? What's a goal that you have in place or that you have been considering that you want to implement?
So I'd say three things. So one, we want to get to 30 teams. You know, again, 27 teams this year, 28 next year. We have two more teams to get. So we want to be at least a full mirror of the NBA. In addition to that, we are the testing ground for the NBA. So we want to be thought of as the R&D center, the innovation lab of the NBA. So we want to we want folks to see us as an emerging league, a league where new, different, exciting concepts are happening. And then finally, we are a launching pad and development tool for players, coaches, business folks. We want them to be able to grow and have a relationship with the G League during their time in the G League, but then beyond that. So really create that connective tissue, if you will, of all of our folks that come through the G League being, you know, lifelong G Leaguers, if you will.
Announcers as well. Announcers fall in that category too.
Absolutely. It's completely a launching pad. I put the announcers in there on the business side. So they are absolutely connected.
And if there was one thing that you wanted people to know about the G League, what would it be?
It's just that we are a launching pad of careers. You know, we're the precursor. We are the league now. You look this year at the, you know, All-Star, Chris Middleton, former G Leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets, former G Leaguer. So
we've seen a lot of former G Leaguers actually come up and have these new contracts that are coming in place.
NBA champion, from the G League. So we are a league now that, you know, you can go to College Park next year and see folks playing before they, you know, hit stardom, and you have access to them, and you know, you can reach out and touch them, you know, unless you get the really, really good seats at the Atlanta Hawks game, it's hard to do that. So I think that's our message. That's what we want people to know about us.
Sharif Abdur-Rahim, president of the NBA G League, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Larisha Harris reporting.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!